for the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Jean. I am so grateful to be in this space with you today, and so grateful for everybody who's watching and everybody who called in via Blog Talk Radio. So I am very excited about this show. I just want to get digging right into it. So we're going to absolutely go to the very first caller. Before I go to the first caller, I just want to say, when I connect with you, please have a question or a connection to a loved one on the other side ready. I don't give full-on readings during the show because there are a number of people waiting. So have one specific question or one very specific loved one that you want to connect with. And the first person we're going to go to is 941. Hello, 941. How are you today?
Hi, my name is Carla. And
hey, Carla.
My question is, I've been looking for a new office space. I've been out of an office since July and for my business, and I was wondering, do you see one coming up that will be a good fit for me? I've been looking and haven't found one yet.
Yeah, I do. I feel like it's going to take a bit of time for you to get your own personal office space. I feel like in the meantime, whatever you're doing now or sharing an office space or wherever you're using now, it's going to have to do for now because your own personal office space, I feel like there's going to be something in March, but I feel like there's something in May that comes around in May that you take in June that's going to work out much better. Now, the space in March might be a temporary space or something that you use until the space in May is available. But whatever that is, those are the 3 timelines I'm hearing. If something comes in March and they offer you a full-on contract, I'm hearing do not take it. Go month to month or just say no. In the long run, you are going to be much, much better off. I hope this helps, Carla. Did this help?
Yeah, but the only thing is that the space I'm using now is only on one day, and he charges a fortune per the hour. And I'm just, my business, I'm not bringing in enough money. You know, more or less I can't advertise because there's just nothing available for me to be at.
I would say until May, you have to co-op is the term I'm getting. You're going to have to co-op until May. Don't be desperate and don't make a choice out of desperation. But if there's another person who does a complimentary service to yours, see if you can maybe use their space 1 or 2 days a week. I feel like anything before May is going to be very difficult for you to sustain if you take it on by yourself. But I do feel like there is another possible person that you can share space with, and you're going to, by next month or by next month, you should pretty much know about that. I feel like you do have to reach out to this person. I don't feel like this person is going to necessarily reach out to you, but it might be like a friend of a friend or somebody you know who does certain work, or they know somebody who does certain work. And I feel like they will have 1 or 2 days. So that'll give you a total of 3 days. I feel like their rate is much more reasonable, and you will be able to swing that. And they might need to rent out that space part-time also. Make sure you guys are not doing the same work, complementary work, but not the same work. And everything should go great until May. Now, I feel like the place that's coming in May, you may hear about it as early as April. You're going to have to jump on it. You're going to have to move very quickly. And you're not going to have a lot of time to think about it. You're just going to have to say yes. But the place coming in March, you're going to want to say yes, and they are saying do not. Just say no. It's not going to work out the way that you would like it to work out, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I look forward to hearing from you again, and thank you so much for calling into the show today. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 9. My switchboard just moved up on me, so 931, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you actually skipped the next person, so that's perfect for me. That works out beautiful for you. So what's your name, where are you calling from?
My name is Maggie, and I'm calling from Montana.
Oh, I think you're the first person I've taken from Montana. Well, hello. How are you? Oh, yeah.
I'm good. It's actually warm here today. It's going to be 50. So that's
like
a plus.
Yeah, it's like 18 where I am, and very, very cold. Everything is frozen already.
Oh. I know that feeling.
Yeah. How can I help you today, Maggie?
Okay, so let me go in because there's a plane coming. my question is, I've been searching for employment. I've relocated, and I'm searching for employment, and it's like, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. I don't know. But the market is just not that great. And I just don't know what direction anymore. You know, I put in like 100 applications, applied online, and you really don't hear much. And I've updated my resume, and it's good. So I don't know what the blockage is here, but I need employment like desperately. So I'm wondering if you see anything coming. And if so, what would that be?
Okay, so I'm hearing you have to reach out in a new way. You have to use a new resource. You have to start doing things a little bit differently. You can keep direct sending, but also work with a company that has that direct link to the employers because they trust. I'm hearing just in your case that is going to be very good. In the meantime, I always say a cash job can be an awesome job, a lot of fun, if you get into the right place with the right circumstances. And it can get that energy of finances flowing. So if you see some place that needs a waitress or a bartender or a waitress, don't hesitate to say, hey, listen, I'm all in on this, because the moment you start bringing in that cash, it's going to relieve such stress and pressure from you, and that opens things up. When we go at things from a place of fear, it like makes it stagnant and makes us feel like we're rolling backwards down a hill.
So, right.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend that owns a corner bar, and it's a little bit bigger than a corner bar, but she has bartenders that survive very well on
really?
The income, the tips that they make there. You'd be surprised how much you can make in tips at a bar or even waitressing. There's a reason there are so many people doing it in California.
Right.
It actually does pay pretty well in tips. But beyond now, let's get beyond that and let's talk about I'm hearing two terms, recruiter, headhunter. I'm hearing that these are resources that you are going to use. And I'm also hearing, you know, look at everything you've done and see what else you can do. So in the past, you've done this, and these are the skills that you have, but what else can you put those skills towards, okay?
Right.
So look at
all
of that, and I feel like something's going to pop very quickly. And when you go in to meet with this headhunter or recruiter, whatever they want to be called, I feel like you should absolutely tell them, this is what I've done in the past, but look at everything, look at all of my skills and my abilities. What else can I do? Because I am open to anything. And something brand new, something you've not done before, is going to pop for you. I feel like that it is not going to happen right away. It might happen right around that December, New Year time, but I'm going to do like a little clearing, because if something's stopping. Yeah. So I'm going to start doing a clearing on what's stopping you or blocking you from getting gainfully employed, moving ahead with everything.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, you know what, so let's look at this. Let's give this a second to clear, because now the reading is changing. As soon as start doing work, the reading changes. I feel like you are going to hear something. It could be it's going to be this week. It could be as soon as tomorrow. And I feel whatever this is, it's going to lead you to something. It's not your forever after something. It's a temporary something. Now, again, whether this is a something or a temporary position, don't say no to anything right now. You're in Montana. So I'm going to say jump on that bull and ride it as long as you can, or until the next bull comes along. So
I do have an interview today. However, I just don't know if it's in sales, but I have a feeling it's commission based only. And I'm not into that, but
that's
I don't know. We'll see.
That's a very difficult thing. So what I would say
is,
keep putting out research the best headhunters or recruiters in your area, and I am going to tell you if a cash position comes along, or you reach out to some people and find out where to take it, because that will hold you, especially through the holidays. And you can always do even the cash position with another position, and that will help you to catch up, get ahead a little bit, and feel stable. That's the important thing. So I really want you to consider. I do think you are going to hear something tomorrow, and then again next week. So please stay vigilant, and just whatever comes your way, you just say yes for now, even if it is like a 2 or 3 month position. Okay, sweetie?
Sure. Okay, thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate you.
It's absolutely my pleasure, and I hope this was helpful. I look forward to hearing from you again and seeing what the results are.
I will. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you also. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and this time I got it right, 509. 509.
Hello, hi.
Hi,
hi,
what's
Joan,
your name?
How are you?
I'm good.
My name, oh, I'm sorry.
that's okay.
My name is Mindy, and I'm from Washington.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
So I'm wondering, I've got an injury, and there seems to be some medical record problems. And so I'm kind of just wondering, like, what you see happening with that and where you can guide me.
Okay. So give me a second here. So the first thing I'm going to ask, or I'm going to start working on, is clearing what is there a reason, and I know what I'm hearing, but I'm just going to ask you, is there a reason, and that nobody holds on to an injury intentionally, but does this injury, like, I don't want to use the term serve a purpose, can this injury be healed? That's a great way to say it. Thank you so much. Can this injury be healed?
Can it be healed? It could. I mean, it's as healed as it's going to get, I guess.
Okay, that's because there's something about this that I'm getting that is saying, I don't want to use a term like it's serving a purpose, but there's a purpose for it. I don't know how else to put it, but here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to ask this, and if I'm wrong, I just want to make sure I'm going down the right road here. Is there a monetary amount connected to this injury or something with this injury?
Yes, we're trying to settle on it.
Thank you. And so we need,
yes, and
we need
there's
okay,
been made
you.
Up records.
Okay, so I knew what I was hearing, but I was trying to be very, very delicate about the way I phrased it. I think I did a good job. So here's what we need to do. We need to clear you to get the best possible settlement right now. Okay, so we're going to do that. And I'm going to tell you, it's never enough. I know this personally. I've had, it's never enough. No matter how much they offer, it always feels like an insult, but it is all computerized. So here's what I'm going to tell you. We're clearing you now to bring you the best possible settlement for this and so that you can move forward in the best possible way from this. I'm going to let you know that you're going to have relief in about a month. Between a month and a half, everything should, the way they're saying it to me, the I's should be dotted and the T's should be crossed, which means by then you should have a final number that will look very good. Anything that is being held back, hidden, or not being brought to the light that is needed to be brought to the light is now opening up for them. And so in about a month and a half, I want to hear back from you. I want to know how this has progressed. I want to know if you are satisfied and that everything has come to a conclusion as far as their amount and their offer, okay?
Okay, so now they're trying to say that my neck was broken back in 1999, and there's just no way that I would have known if it was. And I'm wondering if there's somebody involved in.
I feel like there's a mix-up. I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like there's a mix-up in. There's a mix-up in the record, and I'm going to tell you. Yeah, and we're going to clear that. I need you personally to do some contacting, to get a copy of what they're looking at, or to they're looking at something that has either been mismarked or mixed up. Like, it might have your name on the outside of it, but it's not your x-ray or your information on the inside of it, okay? So you need to get on that and find something post-92 or whatever they're saying that says you're in perfect health and you'll be great, okay? That's all you've got to do. I feel like this is a mix-up. I feel like it's going to clear up in the next week or so. And then from there, everything will go in place. But I am going to tell you, you are going to have to do a little bit of this legwork on your own. I need you
okay.
to find any time or place where a doctor would have said, after the date they're giving you, that you're fine and you're great and there was nothing wrong with you. And that will counteract anything that they have. I feel like this is a mix-up. They are looking at the wrong print or x-rays or whatever we want to call it. And that they, once they have that, it will be okay. Now, I feel like also they know they're wrong, okay? But they have this, whether it's an x-ray, MR, whatever they have it, so they're holding on to it and they're using it. You just have to find something post-dated that says there was no problem and you're going to be fine, and you're going to be able to find that very, very quickly. If you meditate for 10 minutes on it, you'll know exactly who to call, where to get it, and what to do with it. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, so meditate. Is it going to be in Spokane, or do you think it'll be, like, do you think it'll be someplace close?
Yeah.
I don't know where to go.
That's why you have to meditate for 5 to 10 minutes on it, and they will give you that answer
okay.
of exactly who you need to talk to and where you can get, because it's just going to pop into your head. Oh, yeah, like maybe this chiropractor or this physical therapist or this doctor did an x-ray and it's going to be just fine. So I need you to do that. Who is going to be able to give you that information, and you will move forward very, 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 very quickly with that. I wish you the luck, and I hope to hear back from you very, very soon. I'm going to go to our very next caller, who is 678. Hello, 678. How are you today?
Hi. It's Kathy. How are you?
Kathy, I'm awesome. How are you today?
I'm okay. I was calling concerning employment. I had a phone screen on last Friday for director of external reporting, and I'm waiting to see if the hiring manager will actually call me in for in-person interview and hopefully get an offer. So what do you see?
Okay, so what I want to say is that this is going to be a little bit problematic, but I want you to know that within a month, you will either be gainfully employed or know about the company you're going to be employed at. I'm going to tell you there's something coming in right on the heels of this that is a much better opportunity for you. You should hear something by Friday, not from the place you're you went to today, but from the another place. You should hear from them by Friday. I feel like there's a possibility you might already be aware of this place, but by Friday you're going to hear some good news. And I want you to know that even though you're calling about this position, I feel like the position you take is with a different company, and it's such a better position, and you're going to be so happy with it. I know this isn't what you called to hear, but I hope that you're happy with this information.
Okay. Go back to the first part. You said it was going to be problematic for the question I asked you, but I didn't understand will I be called in for the interview or not?
I think again, what they're saying is it's going to be problematic. So by the word problematic, I would say even if you are, like sometimes they'll skip that small detail of an interview if it's not going to line up right. Even if you are called in for the interview, it will be very problematic. You should start focusing on other situations. Because just because you're called in for the interview, it doesn't mean that this is the perfect job. It doesn't mean that the interview is going to go well or you're going to show up on time. It doesn't mean this company is going to hire you. I'm just hearing problematic from beginning to end. I feel like there's a much, much, much better opportunity for you coming right on the heels of this. And you won't think that because you are wanting this, but please trust them when they say, if it's problematic and there's something better on the way, jump on that something better. I've had people where I've said, listen, don't, if you take this position, it's going to be a lot of work and they're not going to appreciate you. And they're like, I'm taking the position anyway. And they call me a month later and they're like, oh my goodness, you were right on. So normally I would say, you know what, this is going to be a little problematic. Take the position and keep looking for something else. But in this case, there's something else coming in right on the heels of this. Like before the end of the week, you're going to hear something from somebody else, and that is a much better opportunity. So put all your energy toward that. Sometimes we think we really want this, and then something else comes in that we didn't even know could be there or would be better. And boom, there's the blessing. There's the miracle. There's the, I'm so happy I didn't take this one because now I have that one. And I hope that that's clear, and I hope that that's helpful, and I hope that that lets you understand that answer a little, just a little bit better. So before we go into anything else here, one of the biggest things I want to say is thank you so much for calling in today, everybody. I'm so grateful. And I'm going to do a group healing for anyone listening, anyone re-listening, anybody who might listen in the future. And this is just to be moving forward with all that life has to offer and remove blocks that are stopping us or in our way, anything stopping us or blocking us from moving ahead. Because it seems like a lot of people calling in today, they're in that situation where they are blocked. So let's clear that now. Ooh, and let's start going, and instead of asking for anything, just bring me anything. Start asking for the best aligned thing for me. I know it's very stressful to be unemployed around this time of the year, especially. So I want everyone to start taking that moment and understanding that if we do a little meditation, a little prayer, and if you don't pray, okay, then if you believe in angels, call it your angels, whatever you believe in, call them in now. And ask them to put you in perfect alignment with that which you are wanting. Because believe me, they will move heaven and earth to get you the perfect situation with the perfect person and the perfect company. And that's into a new position that's worse than your last position in some way. Thank you so much for watching Psychic Medium